This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You've probably heard the term Obamacans. These are Republicans who voted for Barack Obama in the primaries. Now there are Obamacons, that is, conservatives for Obama, specifically neocons. Bruce Bartlett writes about them in the current New Republic. And Bruce Bartlett, who are these Obamacons?
Well, I think they're mostly conservatives who are just disgusted with the Iraq War, don't like George W. Bush, view McCain as Bush's third term, and some others who just plain don't like John McCain anyway because they don't really view him as being all that much of a conservative. And I think that there are others who are attracted by Obama's oratory, his temperament, and generally hold out hope that he will be a good president.
And any names that we might be familiar with?
I would mention especially Jeffrey Hart, who's a editor of National Review, Wick Allison, a former publisher of National Review magazine.
Now, the National Review, for people who aren't that familiar with it, that's considered the sort of intellectual brains of the conservative movement.
That's right. That's the magazine that was founded by William F. Buckley that has been long the anchor of the conservative movement. So for somebody who has been associated with that magazine in a formal capacity to say publicly and on the record that they are supporting Barack Obama, I think is quite significant.
Well, I can see why conservatives aren't happy with John McCain. As you say, they don't trust him as a true conservative. But why would that necessarily mean that they would be for Barack Obama, who is, by most characterizations, hardly conservative?
I think it's just the feeling that you've got to throw the bums out is a lot of it. There's a widespread view in conservative circles that the only way of rebuilding the Republican Party and the conservative movement and purging it of Bushian, Rovian heresies is to just defeat these guys as badly as possible and rebuild on a new foundation.
What are the main issues that these conservatives take issue with President Bush and then, by extension, John McCain?
There's a lot of dislike of the Iraq War. It's widely believed that every conservative supports the war down the line, but that's not true. There's always been, from the very beginning, a small but vocal percentage of conservatives who thought it was just a disaster and who have become, you know, more emboldened as time has gone by. Also, there's a feeling that the budget has just gotten completely out of control under this administration. And I think that there's also some specific issues where conservatives have had problems with John McCain for many years, most particularly campaign finance reform. And I think there's a feeling that McCain is always ready to sell conservatives out in a moment to get a good editorial about him in the New York Times.
Okay, so these prominent conservatives have come out in support of Barack Obama. Will they actually be active in their support? Will they campaign for him? Will they write editorials for him?
My feeling is that there's a lot of Obamacons who are sort of, in the closet, so to speak. And I think that it's important to let them know that there's at least somebody else out there who's willing to go on the record and be public in their support, because then I think these others will be encouraged to come out of the closet and publicly proclaim themselves. And that was one reason I wrote my article, is to just to let them know that these people are out there.
Bruce Bartlett, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Bruce Bartlett. His article, Mr. Right? Is in the current issue of The New Republic.